An Iraqi investigation panel has found Vice President Tariq al-Hashemi and his aides guilty of running a death squad in the country. The Supreme Judicial Council says Hashemi and his men were behind years of deadly attacks on security officials and civilians. Hashemi has denied all the charges. China has urged the International Atomic Energy Agency to cooperate with Iran over its nuclear program. China's foreign ministry spokesman Liu Weimin says Iran has the right to use nuclear energy. He says the IAEA should boost its cooperation with Iran to restore trust in the peaceful nature of Tehran's activities. In Bahrain, Saudi-backed regime forces have arrested at least 100 people during protests marking the first anniversary of the country's popular revolution. Activists say most of those detained on February 14 and 15 are women. Meanwhile, regime forces clashed with protesters in Sitra and launched night raids on homes. More than 20 people have been killed and several others injured in two separate U.S. drone attacks in Pakistan's North Waziristan. U.S. drone strikes have claimed over 60 lives in Pakistan since January. Washington claims the strikes target militants, but most of the victims turn out to be civilians. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has arrived in the Pakistani capital, Islamabad. Ahmadinejad is slated to attend a trilateral summit there with his Pakistani and Afghan counterparts, Asif Ali Zardari and Hamid Karzai. Regional and international developments are on the agenda of the two-day meeting. In Greece, demonstrators have gathered outside the labor ministry to protest the planned closure of the state-owned workers' housing organization. The shutdown will take place within 6 months following austerity measures approved by Parliament. The organization helps distribute housing benefits to thousands of low-income families. An Argentine soccer team has put a map of the Malvinas Islands on its shirt. The move comes as anti-British sentiments are growing in the country over the disputed islands. Britain has ruled the Malvinas for over 180 years, but Argentina claims sovereignty over the archipelago. Finally, protesters in the Philippines have held an anti-U.S. demonstration to protest Washington's interference in Syria. Angry protesters rallied outside the U.S. Embassy in Manila. They condemned the possibility of foreign military intervention in Syria. Filipinos are also against the U.S. military presence in the Philippines.